Aloha. Today I'd like to talk about our subject-specific class on warehousing. The storage area that we use for parts has come a long way. From that room in the back to a fully automated distribution center, there's been a remarkable level of change. In North America, we were blessed with the opportunity to deal with land that was widely available, so we didn't need to worry about square footage that we built for warehouses. Similarly, we had lots of talented people that were prepared to work in warehouses. Early in the 1970s, the Caterpillar dealership that I worked with needed to expand its warehouse capacity, specifically in Montreal. And I was charged with the opportunity as well as the responsibility of trying to develop a simulation model that would allow us to determine what size of facility we needed, what staffing levels we needed, and how we were going to be able to put that together. In that process, the dealership sent me off to Europe for a week, 2 weeks, to look at various distribution centers in Europe. See, in those days, Europe had two problems that we didn't have in North America. There was a scarcity of land, so they had to go vertical, not just horizontal. And there was a scarcity of labor, so they had to improve on processes and systems more than we had to. With that as my foundation, and with the data that we had available both from the dealer and from the manufacturer, we started developing a simulation model and created a tool whereby we could design facilities. That kind of foundation of knowledge is what led me to put this class together on warehousing. A warehouse is, in fact, a storage area, but it's an area that needs to be dealt with in a logical manner. The largest expense that we have in the dealership, and in fact in the warehouse, is labor. So anything and everything that we can do to make more efficient the use of labor, the better. We do that by organizing a trip. So, for instance, why do we go out into the warehouse with one order at a time? What does your order look like? Is it got two or three items on it, or has it got 20 or 30 items on it? Why do you only go out with one at a time? What are the component costs of labor that go into the work in a warehouse? So we touch on shipping and receiving, staging, material handling, storage media, picking and packing, all aspects of the job in the warehouse are covered in this class. There are going to be things in here that are going to be a little alien to your background and knowledge. That's fine. Think about them. It might take you to different places. For instance, I don't want anybody ever to go out and pick one order at a time. Rather, I'd like you to go pick six at a time. Well, why did I choose six? Because I build a dolly that has two storage boxes, tote bins, on each shelf, and there's three shelves. These tote bins are 18 inches by 24 inches by 15 inches tall, and they hold parts, piece parts, for an order. Now, obviously, you're looking at me or thinking about the fact, well, wait a second, there's some parts that are not going to fit in that container. That's fine. That's the second part of the puzzle. I might have to have an order split into two pieces, picked by two different people and brought together at the end in packing. You see, we cannot think in traditional terms when it comes to a warehouse. Otherwise, we're destined to repeat the same failures that we've had all along. I was in a warehouse in Chicago during this process for a retail store operation, like a drugstore. And when the men came in to work, in those days it was all men working in the warehouse, when the men came in to work, they were given a list of parts, a list of things, they were told to go pick. And it was accompanied with the statement, when you're finished, you can go home. I found that rather intriguing. Each person was given 450 part numbers. They were required to pick 450 part numbers in a day. If it took longer than late hours, that was their problem. It was a flat rate job for them. If they could do it in 5 hours and made no mistakes, congratulations, you can go home. I found that to be rather amazing and perplexing because they picked 450 part numbers in a day. At the dealership that I was working at, we struggled to pick 75 part numbers per day. We had 15 people doing the job, and we had to find ways to reduce that. We took it from 15 to 5. Some of the methods that we employed are exposed in this subject-specific class. There's an awful lot to a warehouse, and this class deals in all of it. I hope this explanation helped you understand this class a little bit better, and I look forward to talking to you about another class in the near future.